Hi, it's Karen Webster for Payments.com, and I'm here today with Sarah Quinlan, who is Senior Vice President and Group Head of Market Insights for MasterCard Advisors. Hey, Sarah, thanks for joining me today.
Happy holidays, Karen.
And to you, too. So let's talk a little Super Saturday holiday shopping trend. So last Saturday was, in fact, that day, also known as Panic Saturday. How panicked were shoppers? Did they visit stores?
They absolutely did. And it is wonderful that we do realize that we leave the time and fill it to allotted, as they say. But basically, people are out shopping very much so, but it's a steady shopping season. So we've seen steady purchasing from, frankly, the beginning of November, the week of Thanksgiving, the beginning part of Thanksgiving, the 4 days of the weekend, Cyber Monday, and then it has continued on. But people, it will also go all the way to December 31st. So people aren't shy to put a picture under the tree now instead of the actual gift. So there's a real, let me find value for money and go out and really get what somebody wants.
Well, that's an interesting observation because I have to say I was not out on Panic Saturday, but I was last week and I was really surprised at how the malls were really not very crowded. I asked the various store sales associates as to whether or not this was just an unusual evening or whether it had been like this the entire season. And they said that foot traffic was down, but yet the economy is strong. What's going on?
Well, again, I can discuss that to a theme that you and I have discussed before, which is experiential spending. And if we looked at spending pulse, for example, in the month of November, we saw that restaurants was the number one category and lodging was the number three. And we don't normally think of us, okay, you might have stayed for a couple days at your family's home while you go for Thanksgiving. But in fact, people are traveling every day. And it's become this experiential economy and some goods thrown in. So we're still spending, and spending is up year on year, but we're just spending on different things. I like to say, as you know, we like our family and friends again.
Well, that's very interesting. I think the other comment that a lot of the store owners said to me was what you just referenced too. People aren't shy about putting a picture under the tree because they think they'll get a better deal later. Now, that's also interesting since the financial crisis is a distant memory. Thank you very much for that. But I guess people are still conditioned to look for the deal. Is that what you're seeing too?
Well, yes, and I would actually thank the retailers for that because they have cut and cut and cut, so people don't know where the floor is anymore. So there isn't an urgency to buy. And if anything, some of the retailers that are doing better are those who have created the sense of uniqueness and that there's only so much of given merchandise and the like. And that is really, I think, what the consumer is saying. That's why jewelry's been up 21 months in a row. It's a unique purchase. It's not something that other people can easily copy. And that's why people like it, because it makes them feel special, unique, something that's memorable to them. And I think that that's going to continue to be the trend. But discounting is not the friend of retailers, but it certainly is the friend of the consumer. But what happens is you also get this delayed purchase that might never happen as well.
That's really, really interesting. I mean, I guess you're right. If you keep looking for the best deal and you keep thinking another one is just around the corner, then you never get around to buying because you just keep waiting.
Exactly.
So, you know, one of the other things we've talked about is the shift between offline physical store sales and online sales. And my question to you is maybe a little philosophical. Should retailers really care where the sales are coming from as long as they get sales?
I don't think they should. And I think that what they have to acknowledge is that the consumer is in charge and the consumer wants to shop where she does. And that's the point. It is a she, as we know, predominantly 75% of the time. But the point is, what people value more than anything is their time. And that is the big thing. So the online is either a great content provider to help focus when we go into the bricks and mortar, or it is the place we want to execute the transaction. But retailers need to give the flexibility to make certain people move within them. And I was asked the question earlier this morning also, does this apply to luxury retailers? And it absolutely does, because the luxury shopper is now someone who is not someone who is free time all the time, but is a working woman as well. And that's the reason that flexibility becomes a premium that she is willing to pay for.
So final question, as we're approaching the Christmas holiday and the end of the year for the retailer, will it be a good season for them?
I think it depends what type of a retailer you are. We are still predicting and very confident with our number of a 5.5% total retail sales growth year over year for the holiday season, which is the month of November and December. However, I will put the caveat in that we're expecting the number one sector to be restaurants for that period. So it will be good, but it may not be good for the traditional store of physical merchandise.
Well, we all still have a few more days to go out and do our bit for that physical retailer. So, Sarah, I don't know about you, but that's where I'm headed. Thanks for your time today. I really appreciate it.
I will be there as well, and thank you.